ask it maybe just in your own words.
Sure.
We all were really taken aback by your tweet yesterday and thought, mm-hmm. by golly, that's news when somebody approaches the U.S. attorney.
Right.
What is it that you have to say about the allegations of potential bribery around the stadium matter?
Oh, you know, I have a person who is very close to me who was offered a political favor if that person could get me to come off of my stance in opposition to the stadium. I imagine if that is happening to me, it's happening to others at the Board of Aldermen. And, you know, we heard Alderman Moore yesterday in committee meetings say, too, that he's been approached with people asking what he needs in order for them to have his vote.
And what was the nature of the political favor that your friend was offered? Does it rise to the level of a bribe?
I would classify it as such. I don't feel with an ongoing investigation right now that I should be talking in detail about it, but it was a political favor that would potentially be beneficial to that person. I spoke with them yesterday, and they said, you know, what's hard about this case is it is a he said, she said type environment, as many of these are, but I think it goes back to this kind of quid pro quo mentality that we have here down at City Hall.
Sorry, one more time. Did you contact them, or did they contact you?
They contacted me, actually, so yes.
So what do you feel separates this from just normal debate and sharing of favors back and forth between aldermen, where you vote for my ward issue and I'll vote for yours, which is happening.
It has, and what I'll say is Missouri has extremely lax campaign finance laws, extremely lax ethics laws, and so the lines between, you know, what is essentially quid pro quo legalized bribery are very muddied in this state. And we see it here every day at the board. We have the lobbyists who actually sit on the floor at the Board of Aldermen here, instead of lobbyists being contained to the lobby where they should be.
Has anybody been offered money that you know of in connection with the stadium plan?
Not that I know of, no.
Isn't it? I talked with both Aldermen French and Carter, and they characterized what happened yesterday as the people that they had the votes to block the bill in committee. They mm-hmm. said no, and they brought the yes side to the table and got them to do what they want. Isn't that a more likely scenario here? Or do you think that it was something more mischievous, essentially?
I think all of this speaks to a larger problem that we have with ethics, both at City Hall and in the state of Missouri, and that, you know, we do have this quid pro quo situation going on, where, you know, campaign donations, although they may be legal, definitely can, I think, influence people in their decisions down at the board.
Megan, what made you want to come forward?
I'm not at liberty to talk about that right now.
So do you think the amendments that were made and agreed to yesterday from the minority hiring were not legitimate?
No, I definitely think they were legitimate. My concerns really are that if I was approached, if my loved ones were approached because of this, who else has been approached? And have people been as steadfast in their ethical convictions as myself and my loved ones?
Besides Alderman Moore, anyone else in any secondary conversations you've had outside the committee ever come up with?
I have not. I mean, obviously there's a lot of lobbying that is happening by, you know, a lot of interest in this deal that is given whenever there is a lot of money at the table.
So just to clarify, you said that the FBI told you that if you didn't call them in this type of situation, does that mean that it's closed and they're not looking for them, or that they are?
I need to speak with the FBI in order to know the current status of the investigation.
And did you go and meet with them in their office, or how did you talk to them?
They actually came to my home.
And what was the tone of their approach to this? Did they give you an indication whether they smelled something really legitimate, or what do you think?
It was concern. Obviously, whenever you're dealing with big projects like this, there's always that opportunity for some of these special interests to push the envelope just a little too far in what they're asking for to get a vote. And
do you think the fact that the bill got out of committee had anything to do with bribes?
I have no idea, and I can't comment on that. All I can comment on is the situation that, you know, my loved one was put in, which put me in a very, you know, awkward position as well. And I'm just thankful that I have people in my life that hold to the same steadfast ethical convictions that I do.